Here's an exercise from my program, How to Become Your Own Book. Think about it. Write the answers down. Think about them again. Edit them. What's your favorite book? What three books would you protect if you knew they would be the final books you would ever own, the only books you'd keep with you the rest of your life? If you could afford to purchase any three books in the world, what would they be? What edition? What special qualities? If you knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that your advice would be taken seriously, what three books would you recommend to an 8-year-old? What three books are most indelibly etched in your memory, regardless of whether they were the best books you ever read, regardless of whether you even liked these books? Should our society mysteriously disappear from the earth, what three books would you like for archaeologists to find among our remains 1,000 years hence? The three books that would tell a future generation what was special about us as a species. Try these exercises. Incidentally, if you're interested, here are my answers to these questions. What's my favorite book? My favorite book is Dandelion Wine by Ray Bradbury. Other favorites are The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam and A Child's Christmas in Wales by Dylan Thomas. What three books would I protect if I knew they would be the final books I would ever own, the only books I'd keep with me the rest of my life? I would protect all of my writings, which are included in my Red Clay Diary, and an unabridged dictionary, and The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. If I could afford to purchase any three books in the world, what would they be? What edition? What special qualities? I would purchase a Gutenberg Bible and the complete works of Ray Bradbury and a transcription of every Bob and Ray radio program ever produced. If I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that my advice would be taken seriously, what three books would I recommend to an 8-year-old? Every 8-year-old must read Dandelion Wine by Ray Bradbury and Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein and The 13 Clocks by James Thurber. What three books are most indelibly etched in my memory, regardless of whether they were the best books I ever read, regardless of whether I even liked these books? Castaway by James Gould Cousins, Dandelion Wine by Ray Bradbury, The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, and should our society mysteriously disappear from the earth, what three books would I like for archaeologists to find among our remains 1,000 years hence? The three books that would tell a future generation what was special about us as a species. Dad's Tweed Coat, Small Wisdoms, Hidden Comforts, Unexpected Joys, Christmas Comes But Once a Day, and How to Become Your Own Book, all by Jim Reed.